If you could please give me your name and title, please.
I'm Neil Hammerschmidt, NEIS coordinator for veterinary services.
Now, Neil, the way I understand it, what you spoke about here at ID Info Expo, you spoke about the animal identification number, which I guess is phase two of the whole national animal identification system. Is that correct?
Very much so. Of course, again, we started with premises registration, assigning unique numbers to each location. So certainly as we move forward with NAIS, the identification of animals is the second phase. Two options, really. We can use group lot ID, and that's really a function of the premises number. But animals that move through the system as individuals would use a unique lifetime number. We've established a standard called the AIN number, Animal Identification Number, which is a numbering system that makes the ID unique for that animal worldwide.
Now, how do you envision this working on a national scale?
Right now, we have the system in place. It's actually operational, where we have four devices already approved for producers to order. So basically, it's very simple. They determine how many tags they would like to buy, and I say tags referencing the cattle industry because ear tags is the common identifier. So they find or locate through the contact with the manufacturer of these tags who is the local distributor of those devices, and if they need a supply of tags, they merely put in a request for tags with what we call AIN tag managers. They need to have a premises ID number because we assign those AIN numbers to a premises. Again, that allows us the first step for the animal disease traceback component, knowing where animals could possibly be loaded or located by having that number assigned to a premises.
Where are you at as far as it's concerned then? What needs to be done at this point?
Well, again, I think what really needs to continue to happen is increase our participation so we continue to build the infrastructure. I think the point of clarification is that this is not new. There are requirements for animal ID, interstate commerce, breeding animals need to be individually identified. In the past, we've had multiple identifiers, even for a single species, multiple numbering systems. So it wasn't uncommon for an animal to have multiple numbers, multiple tags that have been attached or adhered to the animal throughout its entire life. What this does is, if I decide to use an NAIS tag for whatever reason, that number and that tag is good for interstate commerce, calfhood vaccination, breed registry, and the whole nine yards. So it really, long-term, increases the efficiency of official animal ID for the producer.
Of course, like any other aspect of this animal ID system, there's misconceptions out in the countryside. How are you going about addressing some of the misconceptions that some producers may have?
Well, I think we just continue to need to do a good job in providing the facts. Animals, not all animals need to be identified. Possibly we have not done a good job communicating that if you have the animal born on your farm and you use it for your personal use and your personal food supply, the spread of disease of that animal is next to nil. So the animal does not move. There's no animal ID requirement. Animal ID is necessary when you put your animal into commerce and it's commingled with animals from other premises. So those are the points of clarification we need to make more clear. And again, maybe we felt people understood the transmission of animal diseases more clearly. So we need to go back and even explain how diseases are spread, what movements provide the greatest impact to the spread of disease, and really do a better job clarifying, number one, the purpose of NAIS and the program that we're putting in place to achieve our objective.
All right, very good. Neil, is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's great.
All right, thank you very much.